The Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. Strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a really, really good show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Mark Burton from Immunodynamics to discuss a really interesting question. So many people understand that colostrum works. Why? What's the reason you're not using it? That's the real question here. I believe that colostrum is nature's anabolic steroid. I mean that. I'm not saying that as hype. We're going to get to the bottom of it during the first hour. During the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Kate Raume to talk about a little-known vitamin that could actually save your life. This is not Dr. Oz, hey, we're going to try to get you to tune in. This is something that's really important in the environment of vitamin supplementation today. But let's get started. How you doing, Mark Burton?
Great. It's good to be here.
You know, as you know, we get lots of questions from listeners. The questions range anywhere from, Carl, how much colostrum do you take a day? And I personally take 20 grams. Do you think it's worth the money? And I resoundingly say, yes, it's probably one of the few supplements that will actually not only help you build muscle, but stay healthy. But there's still a lot of people who don't necessarily want to take the plunge for whatever reason. So we've comprised a bunch of questions, and you've taken the time to dig up the research that should speak to a lot of these questions. We're going to go right from the list of research that you dug up, because those of you out there who have emailed me and said, hey, Carl, what's the real deal on colostrum? One of these papers will probably answer that question. Would that be fair to say, Mark?
I believe it will. It's a pretty complete list here today.
All right, and we're going to move kind of fast, because we've got a lot to cover in a short period of time. So the first thing we want to go back over, everybody loves to know about IGF-1. They want to take growth hormone. They want to take growth hormone secretagogues. And the reason they want to take these is because we know that IGF-1, a direct metabolite of growth hormone, is where the magic is. So does colostrum supplementation affect serum IGF-1 and other growth factor hormones, as well as some of the immune factor hormones as well?
One of the most interesting pieces of work on IGF-1 found that the concentrations, the plasma concentrations, were dose-dependent, whereas the immune function benefits, antibody production, were much less so. So to an athlete, what that means is, like we discussed, that athletes typically take more. And I liked the study. I thought it was nice and clean, and the dose-dependent manner of the results it makes it a little stronger piece of work than maybe some of the others that have some contradictory evidence.
So if the more colostrum you take, the greater a rise in serum IGF-1 levels, but not necessarily the IgA and IFG relationship, right?
Yes, that's right, and that's why we'll talk about immunology a bit later, but that is exactly right.
Why is this next study important? The effects of bovine colostrum supplementation on exercise performance in elite field hockey players. What did that show?
It was sprint performance, better than whey. So you're an athlete. I mean, how would you...
You flatter me.
how would you describe sprint performance versus stamina? It's peak performance.
A sprint performance really blends both the aerobic and anaerobic threshold. You cross from the aerobic threshold to the anaerobic threshold when you're sprinting. So it really is a very, very dynamic performance by the physiology.
Yeah, we're going to, in a while, we'll hear some contradictory stuff. And it goes to the point of using a consistent product and consistent methods in your trials. And that's what Immuno is about, is providing you with a consistent product.
So did these field hockey players perform better? Obviously, field hockey, just like ice hockey, there's a lot of explosive sprinting. Did they perform better?
Yeah, they did. That was sprint, vertical jump, shuttle test run. Dutch team received either 60 grams of colostrum or whey protein daily. So perhaps that is why this study demonstrates a peak performance, a sprint performance improvement, whereas a lot of others focus on recovery and the ability to do it again in a period of 20 minutes or something.
Interesting.
Possibly the large dose.
Okay, this study here, the effects of bovine colostrum supplementation on body composition and exercise performance in active men and women. What did they look at in that study?
In that one, they found bone-free body mass improvements. And
we're talking about muscle here. We're talking about muscle.
Right. Now, the performance changes were not significantly affected. They were increased a little bit, to my recollection, but it wasn't particularly significant. And the test was 8 weeks, and I think that goes to the issue of continual use, extended use of colostrum.
We're going to cover a couple more before this first break. The influence of bovine colostrum supplementation, on exercise performance in highly trained cyclists. Now, this is interesting because a lot of supplements that work in untrained individuals do not convey the same effects on highly trained individuals. What did they see in this group here, and what kind of supplementation of bovine colostrum?
Well, this did. There was a 2% increase in time trial performance, and ventilatory threshold, the reduction of it during high-intensity training, was diminished greatly. And that was only 10 grams of colostrum per day for 10 weeks. Now, what their colostrum was, it does not state explicitly.
But wasn't that study done? Wasn't that study done in either Australia or New Zealand or something like that?
My recollection is that one might have been a European study. That might have actually been a sponsored piece of work by a producer.
Okay.
But I'd have to look it up, Carl.
That's fine, because I know that the New Zealand and the Irish, they produce a very, very high quality colostrum, probably similar to what you produce here in the United States. Their standards for dairy products is a lot better than most producers in the United States, I would say. Would you agree with that statement?
I'm going to have to disagree there. Very similar to what I produce, New Zealand. No, I'm going to take exception, Carl.
Oh, okay. So yours is better, you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I got to be honest, the New Zealand dairy products have been a standard. So if you're saying yours is better, that's really impressive. I like that.
Well, I think we talked a little bit before about New Zealand's methodology. They raise calves seasonally, and so at the beginning of the season, the spring for them, there are a lot of calves born. Their dairy industry is broken into about three sections, which has a lot of government interaction. And so their dairy plants process colostrum, and they use anywhere from 2 to 4 days of colostrum. So there's number one.
Okay.
Number one reason right there.
Right.
And then their plants aren't specifically built to the requirements of colostrum, their processing equipment.
Okay. All right, let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up with bovine colostrum supplementation during endurance running training. Improves recovery but not performance, which I got to believe that's contradictory, because if you're recovering faster, you got to be performing, able to perform better. But we'll explain in detail. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy per Coba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, so I got an email just now from somebody through the app asking if you can deliver the Percoba colostrum to Canada. Can you do that?
Yeah, we can in consumer level amounts.
Okay, all right, good to know. So there you go. And also another thing that I want to say. It's obvious to anybody listening to this particular interview that I am doing a really big pimp job on colostrum. And I've made it clear that we worked long and hard to get Percoba to come aboard, that our audience would embrace them because so many of us understand the benefits of colostrum. I am doing a pimp job for colostrum. You know that for years I have had the luxury of periodically and seasonally drinking raw colostrum from my local farmer, but it's not first-day colostrum. It's quite often second- or third-day colostrum, which it's really pretty watered down by then. And to have the ability to take colostrum year-round of this quality is an important supplement. So I am doing a pimp job. Now, whether I offend some people or not, it's because I believe you should be using this product. And I don't believe it because I want to make money on the advertising, because if Immunodynamics left tomorrow, I'd still be buying their colostrum. Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. But it's an important supplement. Okay, I'm sorry about that. All right,
well, thanks, I think, Carl.
No, it's the truth. It's the truth. I mean, it's one of those things. Look, when I call this nature's anabolic steroid, I mean it with all sincerity. That's why mothers give it to their young the first day. It jump starts the body. It makes the body start growing. It protects the body. It's fantastic stuff. So that's it. Stop wasting.
You're better off with our product than you are with Fresh. Consistency.
Yeah.
Consistency and safety.
Well, it tastes better.
You cannot obtain it in the field.
It tastes better, too.
On a day-to-day basis.
Your product tastes so buttery compared to the raw colostrum that I've drank in the past. So anyway, okay, bovine colostrum supplementation during endurance running training improves recovery but not performance. How the hell did that work out? I would imagine if you recover faster, you're going to improve.
You know, you took exception to that, and so I just pulled out the abstract and was trying to read it quickly. And, you know, I think you're right taking exception to it, because what happened was at week 8, the peak running speed of the colostrum group was improved almost 5%, and the placebo group 2%. Now, depending on what your level of competition is, I mean, that's winning and losing.
Absolutely. If you're recovering faster, it's like this. Think of recovery as mortar or cement drying. If your mortar dries faster, you can lay more bricks. If you can lay more bricks, you can build bigger walls faster. You can finish the job faster. So however you look at it, if you recover faster, it has to improve your performance.
Well, and it explicitly goes to the recovery, because the second bout of sprinting was improved by over 5%.
See?
The second bout. So, you know, both the initial and the second.
It's
the
not
second,
colostrum is not an ergogenic. Just the way IGF-1, Anthony Roberts put it perfectly when we were talking about the whole A-Rod discussion. IGF-1 long R3 may not be an ergogenic per se, but by allowing you to recover faster and get stronger faster, the next session it's an ergogenic, because you're going to perform better. So it may not have an acute effect, but it has a cumulative effect. So let's all right, what about this? You have testimonials in here. So what kind of testimonials are we talking about?
We have a group in the Northwest, and they're a nice group of folks. They do some nice things off the track too. Triathlons, cycling, road and track mountains, races, ultra marathons. And we started working with them several years ago. And actually, I started working with them because I liked some of the things they were doing for a children's hospital out there. And so the leader of the group, I of course, got him some colostrum. And he was having some tremendous results. And so I just want to read a sentence out of some several testimonials out of that group. This is Sean, I believe, is the guy I spoke to first. I can honestly say that with the use of Percoba Extra Edge, I'm able to train harder and tolerate longer workloads, and my body recovers quicker. Jen says, I've been able to train harder this winter than in the past. I was surprised by my recoveries after hard sessions, and they've greatly reduced compared to past years. I'm impressed, plan on continuing to use. Corey, I feel that Percoba powder really helps me to train and race at my best. Percoba is, this is Gentry, 42-year-old. Percoba is easy to use and has become part of my daily nutritional regime. It allows me to train hard day after day. And Gene, I was able to train harder and longer and felt like I recovered more quickly. So,
well,
and those are things we hear from, you know, across the board that... That group of folks just happened to be in a folder where I could pull out the testimonials quickly.
Well, and I also want to mention at this point that you can get a jug of 6-hour colostrum plus a bottle of lozenges, which are great. Keep them in your car and just throw them in your mouth, and a handy little portable battery-operated mixer for $60 right now. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum banner ad, but more importantly, an offer that's only available to this audience, and you have to call the number to get this one. You can get 4 Extra Edge Colostrum jugs for $200. That's a $40 savings. If you're going to consume 20 grams of it a day like I do, just go ahead and buy all 4 at one time and save $40. What's the number they would have to call, Mark, to take advantage of that one?
800-634-5229, and if you're lucky, you'll get to talk to Jenny. She'll take good care of you.
Okay, now, what about this this study? Dose effects of oral bovine colostrum on physical work capacity in cyclists. A lot of this work seems to be done in cyclists, huh?
Yeah, it is. And I think I mentioned before that we had 2 top dog teams before everybody got gunny about every single thing they were doing. There was massive response there. And what is the most interesting thing about this to me is that a 20-gram dose elicited a time trial improvement of 134 seconds, a little over 2 minutes. The 60-gram dose improved it, and improved it more, but it wasn't
it wasn't a dose dependent.
Proportion. Yeah. It was 158 seconds.
Yeah.
So that goes to the point of equality. I do not know explicitly what that product was, but that goes to the point of, unless you're just into ridiculous, I shouldn't say ridiculous, extreme aerobic things, that, you know, 20 grams is a good dose.
That's what I say. I take it post-workout. Do you think it's a mistake to take it post-workout? You think I should take it with my essential amino acids pre-workout?
Some of the folks that I was reading testimonials about are very big on half an hour before breakfast, which is what I always recommend. And I think the afternoon one was pre-workout and then at the end of the evening.
Okay. How about this one here? Bovine colostrum supplementation and exercise performance potential mechanism. What did they discover in that one? That was a meta study. That was a review of other studies already done.
Right. I have a note to review that one myself, but they make what is to me intuitive, or if not intuitive, I've learned it over the years, that colostrum is such a complete product that there's synergism, and small improvements in various areas add up to something larger than the sum. And additionally, I think in that one, I don't have it right in front of me, but they speak to the issue of what is colostrum, and people should describe the product they're using more clearly.
Well, and interestingly enough, Rob Regish, who does a show every Tuesday with me, talked about a guy on one of the forums who has claimed to put on some amazing amount of muscle in a short period of time using colostrum. I don't know whose colostrum he's using, and I'm going to text him during the next break to get this guy's name and his information. But a lot of this research that we're talking about, it seems to be done on the type of athletes who are performing for long periods of time in more endurance-driven sports. But that doesn't negate the fact that it builds muscle, too. So I'm going to get that during the this one here, effects of bovine colostrum on anaerobic exercise performance and plasma IGF-1. Anaerobic meaning the type of stuff we do, weightlifting. What was that?
Now, I think I put that one in there because I believe it's a little conflicting data regarding IGF levels. I'd have to go back and review the dosing. But it's one of those studies where they don't see IGF levels improving that much. And there's a lot of methodology issues between the studies and timing. Like, did they do it on day one and day two, or did they do it on day one and week four? So that bears a little bit more review on my part, but it's an example of a little bit of conflicting data.
Okay, colostrum supplementation protects against exercise-induced oxidative stress in skeletal muscle in mice. This is obviously really important for those of us who train hard.
Yeah, and when I read that one, I was really kind of excited about it because we've done probably 20 pieces of work relating directly to human use. And one we did is called Antioxidant Properties of Bovine Colostrum and its main bioactive constituents, lactoferrin and lactoperoxidase. So we found that colostrum increased superoxide dismutase, catalase, and glutathione peroxidase activities they all increase activity, okay, they're all. But we, like on the superoxide, we increased 400% in the lactoferrin itself, which is a component of colostrum.
Yeah, which is a bound iron, by the way, which is really, really important, lactoferrin, which is missing in a lot of whey protein products.
And they increased it by 300%. So it goes to the point of the, we may have mentioned earlier, the synergisms of colostrum. And I know that we have done some work on natural killer cell activity, and some of the laboratory reagents that we get, even though they're quantified at the same concentration, just do not perform as well.
Well, you know, there's something else needs to be understood here that they may not be looking at. It is understood that one of the ways that IGF-1 stimulates tumor growth is not as exclusively as a growth factor. IGF-1 actually has a push and pull on tumor growth. One of the ways it works is that it is a direct growth factor causing greater cell proliferation. But the other thing it does is it has a powerful antioxidant effect. And as an antioxidant, it reduces some of the interleukins and natural killer cells that usually act on tumors, because it actually suppresses the oxidative effect on tumors. So IGF-1 in and of itself is also antioxidant in nature. Aside from the lactoferrin and the other constituents that you're talking about here.
Yeah, and you know, there's a push-pull effect with different growth factors, too. I spoke a bit about homeostasis. And, you know, in your case, you're wanting improvement. But in an immune function sense, you are looking for homeostasis, either up or down regulation. Get it to the middle and make it work. Like transforming growth factor and IGF, they control one another. And epidermal growth factor,
right,
is another case. Colostrum's interestingly complete.
And maybe that's why there's dose-dependent changes in growth factor levels, but not immune factor levels, because the immune system is constantly striving for that homeostatic positioning. It could be.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, it could be. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Percoba banner ad today. Get on the train for colostrum, man. It's great stuff. And if you're not using it, you're really missing out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. And I got to mention something about Age Force. Apparently, their Ready Now patch is the real thing. We've got a guy coming on the show, I think next week, who's been using it, who's had, he's aging and he doesn't necessarily wake up with that wonderful spring-like feeling in the morning. And now he's waking up in the middle of the night. And guess what's waking him up? He's got a little kickstand. So the Ready Now patch is legit, guys. And I know who formulated it. We can't talk about it, but I knew it was going to work. So any of you out there who want to have some fun for the oncoming Valentine's Day, get yourself the Ready Now patch from Age Force. Great stuff. Okay, so the next paper that I want to talk about here. Hold on a second. Okay. Bovine colostrum supplementation. Let's see here. I'm skipping. This one is really interesting to me because a lot of people take Tylenol and other NSAIDs, even though they don't want them. They take them for sleep purposes, like Tylenol PM. And this causes terrible problems with their gut. Bovine colostrum has been used to help those people, right? Prevent the damage to their gut. Listen to this. Those of you out there with elderly parents who are taking Tylenol PM, my father used to do it just to get to sleep. You need to get them some colostrum. Talk about this study.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you said it that way, because when I was just looking at my notes, I was thinking, I got a better article than that. But it's one of the most gratifying things we do here. We have customers that take colostrum for intestinal damage, GI tract damage, whether it be heat-related from working out or NSAIDs, antibiotic use, over-prescription of antibiotics. A lot of people come to us. And we have such amazing results and change lives of people. I mean, it's undeniable. I could go around and pull out five good pieces of research.
I always thought it was because of glutamine content. I thought it was because, but you know what? There's a really, really good study that just came out February 2014. It's in the Journal of Dairy, RES, Research, I'm sorry. It's produced by the University of Sydney in Australia. And here's the bottom line. They collected, this was with bovine, the influence of protein fractions from bovine colostrum digested in vivo and in vitro on human intestinal epithelial cell proliferation. And what they concluded is the peptides found in bovine colostrum in rich fractions are likely to yield candidate peptides with the potential application of gastrointestinal repair in all mammalian species. So not just humans. So those people out there who have gut problems, you need to be taking colostrum.
Yeah, and you don't have to fractionate the heck out of it either. I just pulled one more off of my back desk here. And it's nutraceutical bovine colostrum truncates increase in gut permeability. Heavy training, you know, temperature rise. Cost.
Right, right.
And the reason I really like that one is because they went another step and they dove to the source. What they did was they were attributing it to this increase, this healing, to epidermal growth factor. And so what they did was they put anti-epidermal growth factor antibodies in some of the colostrum solutions, and it didn't work. So I think it's just a sweet piece of work, because a lot of times you know what, but you don't know why. There, it's pinpointed pretty well.
Okay, so the next study speaks to IgA in distance runners, the effects of bovine colostrum supplementation. We know that distance runners have terrible immune systems. What did it do for them?
Oh, it's, you know, I see this in business all the time, too. Every one of those Project 13 testimonials I read, there is more in there about their immune status. And a lot of them work around many people. They're trainers, they're executives, they're all over the place. And there are so many of these. I bet I could pull up five of these. And they're so consistent in the increase in secretory IgA. It's sitting there on your mucosal tissues, your lungs, and protecting you, essentially from the outside in, before it can become an infection.
Interesting. And it did go up in these distance runners when they tested it on a dose-dependent basis.
Yes, it did. Well, let me back up. Some of it was not that dose-dependent, and it kind of goes back to what we talked about before.
The homeostatic nature. Yeah.
Where IgA and IgM in one of those studies took far less product to increase than did IGF.
What about IgG and IgE? Those are the, I think is IgG the acute response side of the immune system, or is that the delayed side of the response? You know?
Well, it's neither technically. G is produced in response to specific pathogens. Vaccines produce IgG typically, not always.
Okay, but there is some research, and I don't want to take things out of sequence. But as long as you invoked the word vaccine, there is some research out there that's showing colostrum may actually be more effective than, say, a flu vaccine because of its effect on the IgG immune system, right?
That's right. I read it. It's been out a year and a half or so. It was a very small study. Now, it was a quality piece of work, but it was very small. I hope they enlarge it, because I see it all the time.
I
see that same result all the time.
You know, and it doesn't it make sense? Because a baby is the most vulnerable upon birth. So doesn't it make sense that colostrum would be this magic component that not only kickstarts the growth process, but also kickstarts the immune system too? I mean, anybody out there who's thinking, well, how could it be? How could colostrum be all? Because it was part of the evolutionary process that mammals produce colostrum because they needed their babies to survive harsh conditions. And we know that humans are the worst. No other species has a baby that needs to be nurtured for years before it can be on its own. Most babies come out of the womb and within an hour they're walking on their own at least. And they can pretty much follow their mom and stay out of trouble to some degree. Humans can't. We're really born, if you will, fouled up to begin with. Colostrum is designed to give that being everything it needs to survive. Think about that. That's why it's so wonderful as a supplement. What about this? And I'm going a little bit out of, is it okay if I take these out of the list for a second and just kind of go, I want to talk about this.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
What is this one about, the less than a gram a day of colostrum in 1,400 pound dairy cows? What did it do for them?
I really, it's one of my favorite pieces of work, and we use it in our veterinary sales. What it did was there were more lymphocytes with memory. They're faster to respond, and you measure it by markers on the white blood cells themselves. And there were also more lymphocytes with the ability to migrate to infection. And the ones that could migrate had increased ability to migrate. I'm not saying that well, but I know what I'm trying to say. Not only could more of
motility.
Them move, but the ones that could move, moved better.
Yeah, motility, right.
Okay. And we looked at CD4, CD8 ratio, which is a helper-suppressor ratio in your immune system. It's universally recognized, and the ratio is improved, too.
So giving just 1 gram of colostrum a day to these big cows yielded greater growth, greater output. What?
In a dairy cow, they work all the time. I like cows. All they do is work, and so they can be prone to infections, which makes them miserable.
So, and that's why so many big producers will use subclinical doses of antibiotics, right?
Well, they have to in acute situations, for the most part. In an acute situation, in a chronic situation, they'll do some different things.
Right.
Yes, and that was the genesis of the business was
now think about this, folks.
For greater animal welfare.
Think about this. They're giving colostrum to full-grown cows to help protect them, to help them produce more. I mean, it just makes sense that it would do the same thing for humans as well. I mean, it really does. I want to mention this before we go into the break. So Rob Regish is driving. He can't remember the guy's name. It's on Anabolic Mind's website. He added 12 pounds of muscle in 16 weeks, and all he did was start taking 30 grams of colostrum a day. 12 pounds of muscle in 16 weeks. Folks, that's a pound a week. That is as good as any anabolic steroid out there. I mean, I'm not talking about water retention type steroids like methyl 1 test and those types of things. I'm talking about legitimate steroids out there. If you're training hard, if you're adding a pound of muscle a week consistently over 16 weeks, 12 pounds in 16 weeks, I mean, that's unbelievable. Who wouldn't use something that gives you that kind of, and I don't even know if he's using as good of a colostrum as is produced by Immunodynamics. I mean, it's amazing. Not enough research has been done on muscle growth, in my opinion, and colostrum. Everybody's focusing on these cyclists. No offense to cyclists and runners. But that's not the only form of performance. Somebody needs to step up and go, you know, muscle is metabolic currency. What does colostrum do? Because old people should be taking colostrum to help maintain more muscle. We have to take a break. Let's do this. We'll take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. Then later in the show, we're going to talk about a little-known vitamin that could actually save your life. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Yeah, Rob Regis just texted me back. He checked it. 12 pounds in 16 weeks this guy gained. He's raving all over Anabolic Minds about using colostrum. With no vested interest whatsoever other than sharing his success with other people. So what does that tell you? I have to find out what dosing he was taking. I may have him on the show. I take 25 grams a day. You think that's enough, Mark?
Yeah, I do. Keep on your, I assume you found the best WPC available, you know. Just replace some of the WPC with the 20 or 25 grams and keep getting your building blocks, your amino acids out of WPC, and I think you're there.
Tell me about this guy, Carl Nolan. He has a blog in the UK about being a middle-aged male, and he blogged about colostrum's ability to increase some of the immune factors, right?
Yeah, I want to back up one step. We talked about cows, and they're, and I want to back up because it goes right with it. We did some work on humans on IgG, A, and M. M is a systemic antibody that travels around in your blood, whereas A is salivary or secretory. It can go out to surfaces, and sometimes G can too. So, like G and A are locally protective, and M is systemic. Anyway, with this is, you know, amazing. With 200 milligrams a day, we were seeing 10% increase. They all varied a little bit, G, A, and M, but 10% week 10% increase at week 1 and 30% by week 4. And with 400 milligrams a day, it was almost perfectly dose-dependent because we were in such small amounts. At some point, it's going to fall off, like we discussed before, and not a very high dose, but it was almost double, 20 and 60% at weeks 1 and 4. There we looked at the CD4, CD8 ratios with the same results as the lactating cows. So, Carl, yeah, Carl I've been talking to recently, and he came upon colostrum, and he's used it a lot. He's in Northern Europe. I forget if he's in Sweden or Norway. It escapes me at the moment. And in fact, I was just emailing with him yesterday. He has a neuropathy, it's multifocal motor neuropathy, and I thought that was supposed to be a lower extremity thing, but it affects his shoulder. His shoulder just drop. And he has used 3 or 4 brands of colostrum, and I've got a testimonial here somewhere. He says, as you can see, Prokovic gave me an additional 50% of relief, and by relief he means how long he has to go before he takes it again to combat this neuropathy.
Right.
And he says something about the LD coatings on the other products did nothing, which is a contention of mine that the naturally occurring fats and folds in the macromolecules transport a lot of the bioactivity without degradation. He finishes up Percoba all the way. Okay, so that's, you know, I think that's exciting. But what's really exciting to me is that he does a massive IVIG treatments, intravenous immunoglobulin.
Mm.
And he has to do them, I mean, quite often. And the amount of time, okay, I just described the increase in circulating immunoglobulin using colostrum. All right?
Right.
His, the period of time that he goes in between these treatments has expanded greatly. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but it's, I mean, it's huge how much less he has to do the IV.
So I
think it's exciting, actually. It didn't occur to me until
so
the other
now,
day
so now
to tie those two together.
That also means that you ship to the UK, I guess, huh?
We do.
I that's amazing. So the audience in the UK can also take advantage. Is it? Can you ship just about anywhere?
Consumer levels, we're having pretty good success around the world.
So consumer levels is a lot. What, if somebody from the UK wanted to take advantage of the Superhuman Nation's four jugs for $200, could you ship that? Or was that too big of an order?
I know we're getting three around, but we'll cut the same deal if that's the case.
Oh, so they could buy
but
three.
I think it's like typically a 3-month supply. So, and the supply would go on the dosing of the label. But Jenny's pretty good at it, so she can get it here and there pretty effectively.
That's pretty cool. In summary, and we've already talked about the fact that colostrum seems to be effective in protecting against the flu, and it makes sense because of its effect on the immune system. And you have to understand something. The immune system is tied to recovery. So this is all a dynamic. Recovery is tied to performance and muscle growth. Recovery is tied to immune system function. This is why hard training athletes tend to have problems with their stomach because if they're not supplementing with things like high doses of L-glutamine, the mucosal layer of the stomach can be eroded. Adele Moussa has talked about this on the show in the past. It's clear that colostrum has those benefits to help the mucosal lining of the stomach and the stomach in general, to boost the immune system, to affect recovery, to affect muscle growth. I'm going to find this guy on Anabolic Minds and have him on the show. It's just a wonderful all-around supplement. And by the way, it tastes great. I don't mix mine in milk or anything. I don't want to waste a drop of it. I just take the scooper and throw it in my mouth and then wash it down with some water. And I love the taste of it. It's buttery. It's cheesy. It's fantastic. It doesn't taste gross. It's fantastic. I think one of the barriers to people wanting to use colostrum is the thought of what colostrum is. They're like, ooh, really? It tastes great. I'll tell you the truth. It tastes like the powdered cheese that they would sprinkle on, you know, Cheetos, you know, or something. It tastes cheesy to me. And it's a fantastic supplement as well. You can take advantage of it by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Percoba banner ad today. For $60, you get a jug of Extra Edge colostrum, a bottle of lozenges, which is just about an equal amount of colostrum, but compressed, right?
No, it's less. There'd only be 20 grams of colostrum in those lozenges. We talked about 200 milligram and 400 milligram
immune indice
improvement.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what that's geared at.
Okay, so you can buy that and give that to your mom or your dad, especially if they're taking NSAIDs. And then obviously this really cool little portable battery operated mixer that you can use to mix drinks and stuff like that, all for $60 and get you to try the product. And for those of you who already made up your mind, if you've already tried the product and you want to go for the gusto, get four jugs of Extra Edge colostrum for $50 each or $200. And those who are out in the UK, you can get three for $50 each. So it'll be $150 because they may not be able to ship four to you. But it's a great way to get your colostrum in bulk. It's fantastic stuff.
Hey, Carl, I gotta say something while I'm thinking about
please,
it.
Please.
And that is, you may have some clients, listeners out there, that have used other colostrum products, and they'll say, man, that was rancid or whatever. If any of those people are out there, get a jar of our powder and taste the difference. And if it's not to your satisfaction, I'll buy it back on the spot, because that's a function of our handling of raw materials. It will never be rancid. It will always be as Carl describes it.
I have actually, and I'm embarrassed to say this, I think I said this once before, but I've actually eaten almost an entire jug in a day with a spoon. And I know that's excessive, and it's gluttonous, and it's all, you know, it's all this ridiculousness, but I was sitting here, I was working, I forgot to bring food with me, I had that jar of colostrum, and I just was, with a spoon, I was throwing it in my mouth and washing it down with water. I went through an entire jug. So,
yeah, we're proud of that. It's a big part of what we do.
Tastes great.
Handling.
And I'll tell you something else, a secret. If you take the colostrum and mix it with liquefied coconut oil, blend the colostrum into it, then let it solidify, it's better than butter. I'm telling you something. It's unbelievable. Spread it on your bread. You'll go crazy for it. And then I put that up on Facebook one day. It's unbelievable. I was eating it with a spoon like that. Elisa thought I was crazy. It was colostrum blended into coconut oil. Oh, my God. It's to die for. It's unbelievable. Talk about a pre-workout supplement for those of you who are on a ketogenic diet. There it is right there. Great stuff. Fantastic stuff. Show Immunodynamics some love. Go to superhumanradio.com and learn more about the colostrum. Give them a try. You won't be disappointed. Mark, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and also for being a sponsor of the show.
Hey, I enjoyed it, Carl. I like working with you.
All right, listen, we'll talk to you again soon, Mark. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Kate Raome. We're going to talk about a little-known vitamin that could save your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. My next guest is Dr. Kate Raume Blue. She's been kind enough to allow me to refer to her as Dr. Kate so I don't trip over my own tongue during the interview. And she has authored a book called Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox, How a Little Known Vitamin Could Save Your Life. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kate.
Thanks very much, Carl.
So, first of all, why? Why did you feel the responsibility and the need to write this book?
There were several reasons. First of all, I kind of tuned into the emerging research about this important nutrient pretty early on, back in 2005, and I saw that there was actually an enormous amount of research and evidence behind the fact that it has lots of health benefits that people weren't really talking about, bone health, cancer, a number of things. Lots of studies done, and yet it wasn't being discussed. And then shortly after that, the studies started coming out showing the downside of calcium supplements. People taking calcium having 20 to 30% more heart attacks and strokes than those who don't take calcium supplements. So I knew there was sort of this interesting information about vitamin K2 and how it can help guide calcium around our body. On the flip side, there was a growing problem with the concerns around supplementing with calcium, and people were confused as to what they should be doing around that. And then with the increased awareness of vitamin D and all the attention that's getting, there's a downside to, you know, the side effect of too much vitamin D is not necessarily about too much vitamin D, but having a balance between it and the other fat-soluble vitamins. So there's lots of reasons why this book was really important to write.
Now, we look at K2, but I, you know, what we discover is 10 years from now we'll realize, well, it's not just K2. So the K vitamins in general, there's three of them, right?
There are three of them. Yeah, there's two main ones that, you know, contribute to our health, K1 and K2.
Right.
The third one is sort of a minor one that doesn't make much of a nutritional contribution.
Okay. So typically we get these vitamins from green leafy vegetables, which most in Northern America who have now followed the our government's carbohydrate-centric plate don't get a lot of green leafy vegetables because you don't need a whole lot of K2, right?
Well, that's the thing. You don't need a whole lot of K1, and that's what comes from green leafy vegetables. And this is why K2 was overlooked for so long, because we figured K1, K2, same thing, you know, eat your green leafies. And it turns out that that's why we sort of misunderstood or overlooked K2 for so long, because you can't, in fact, get it from green leafy vegetables, and you need other food sources. And unlike K1, where it's almost impossible to be deficient, I mean, if you just eat the parsley on the side of your plate once in a while, you'll have enough K1 in your diet because the body recycles it, because you need it for your blood clotting.
Mm-hmm.
K2, totally different. We don't use it for blood clotting. We get it from different food sources. And in fact, you can be deficient. And that means that your body, if you're lacking K2, it's not keeping calcium in the right places all the time. So slowly, bone density is declining. Slowly, plaques building up in your arteries.
Right.
And these things can go on for decades before you notice something.
In fact, soft tissue calcification is one of the well-understood side effects of high dosing of vitamin D without the adequate amounts of K2.
That is absolutely right. And I have heard from countless people who got onto this high-dose vitamin D bandwagon. You know, they're taking 40, 50,000 IUs of vitamin D per day, and after as little as 6 months, they find out that they have massive calcifications in their arteries in particular and other areas.
And the heart. There's some evidence that shows that calcium can actually, what's the word I'm looking for, permeate the cardiomyocytes, causing a stiffening very, very dangerous. Now, there's a lot of discussion of whether or not, I've had Dr. Chris Masterjohn on not too long ago.
Yep.
And we actually kind of talked about this notion of high D dosing and so on. And there is some discussion that taking K2 may actually have a rescuing effect to kind of get some of that calcium out of where it doesn't belong. Have you found this to be true as well?
Yes, that's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, you know, Chris Masterjohn was a big inspiration. He wrote a very inspiring article, an enlightening article, certainly that I refer to in my book. And yes, that's exactly right. So, you know, when you take vitamin D, it just causes you to continue to absorb and absorb and absorb more calcium. Now, to a certain extent, that can be a good thing for your bones, but the problem is, once you absorb the calcium, vitamin D has no control over where that calcium goes.
Mm.
So, yeah, some of it will land in your bones, but some of it will end up lining your arteries, soft tissues. We're talking about kidney stones, you know, calcification in the coronary arteries, the carotids, anywhere in the body this can happen. And, yes, vitamin K2 not only prevents this from happening, but has been even shown to correct and reverse these inappropriate tissue calcifications.
Okay,
so anywhere in the body.
Two things I want to talk about before we go into the break. What are good sources of vitamin K2? Are there any?
There absolutely are, and they will surprise you. There are certain, the two main ones that we can go into in more detail, grass-fed foods, first of all,
yes.
And certain types of fermented foods. There's some bacteria that will make vitamin K2. So not all fermented foods, but it would be a good idea for us to go down which ones are good sources of K2, in other words. So we know there's a big movement back towards grass-fed foods. That's important for lots of reasons nutritionally, and K2 is one of those.
Is that because is it a result of assimilation, or is it a result of the K2 being present in the grass and the foliage that cows eat?
That's exactly right. So cows, chickens, pigs, herbivores, they can eat green leafy vegetables and efficiently convert the vitamin K1 in those green leafies to vitamin K2. As humans, we don't do that very well. But if we eat the butter and the eggs and the fat and organ meats in particular of animals that have been out on the pasture, then they've done the work for us, and we get that K2 into our bodies and you know, into our diets.
And if someone is not, for whatever reason, dietary restrictions, ethical and religious reasons, not eating this type of stuff, then I would imagine a K2 supplement is probably a wise thing.
It is a wise thing, yes. For added insurance, we know even if you are eating grass-fed foods, in the wintertime, well, in lots of climates, there just isn't any grass.
Right.
So the K2 intake will go down. So that's when you can turn to a supplement to make sure you're getting the K2 in. And K2 is non-toxic, unlike other fat-soluble vitamins. The supplements are very safe. Even it's been, you know, they've been tested at very high doses. And more and more studies coming out, one again just this past December, showing K2 deficiency is widespread. It's very common. And again, you won't notice that right away. You don't notice sometimes for decades that you have these problems.
Okay, I want to talk about some of the symptoms when we come out of the break. And I want to talk specifically about some of the symptoms that people who are taking high doses of vitamin D may notice. But for a moment, so if we're looking at K2 dosing, what is a prophylactic dose? What is a therapeutic dose?
Okay, good question. So I would say, you know, minimum daily intake for your general health maintenance of vitamin K2, you're looking at 120 micrograms. But if you have any kind of health concern, your past menopause, which is, you know, a time where osteoporosis becomes greater concern, any concerns around heart health, diabetes, cancer, then I'm recommending about triple that, which is slightly higher than what I wrote about in my book, but 360 micrograms per day. Now, this is of a particular form of vitamin K2 called MK7. There's two different forms that you'll get in a supplement. We should talk about that. And this is when I say 360 micrograms, that's about as much as you get from eating one serving a day of a food called natto. This is a Japanese fermented soybean food that's the highest known food in vitamin K2. So based on that intake.
I love this, right? So here's my critical thinking going on, right? So we all talk about how the Japanese are doing so well because they, you know, as far as resisting heart disease, and we say, oh, it's the soy. But in this country here, we don't eat the same soy that they eat in Japan. They eat fermented soys, number one, and the soys that they eat are pretty much rid of the phytoestrogens. It could be the K2 that's in their soy products that they're eating that could be the magic, and not the soy itself.
Oh, definitely. As a matter of fact, they have done studies showing that, so not everybody in Japan eats this natto, this fermented soy food, but the people that do eat it in the areas where they do eat this makes a huge difference for heart disease, hip fractures. You can see the difference that it makes depending on the region. And yes, I'm not a big fan of soy, but in this case, the fermented soy is a great source of this particular nutrient.
Yeah, because it's generally devoid of the phytoestrogens at that point in time. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but before we go to the break, if you want to learn more about this amazing book, this is a must-read book for all of us out there who are supplementing. I take extra calcium now because I've gone back to a very high-protein diet, and I don't want my bones to buffer my blood. And I also alternate oral vitamin D at 10,000 IUs a day with 3 days a week I spend in a tanning bed, a full-spectrum tanning bed, for 10 minutes a day because I want to get adequate D. But you know what? When I read the book, I thought, I'm not paying enough attention to K2. I'm thinking I'm getting it from green leafy vegetables, and that's not the case. So this is really, really important discussion. You know, supplementation requires responsibility. Blood testing from time to time, and understanding what supplements do. The reason we use supplements, the good news is, they work. The bad news is, they work. If you have to treat supplements the same way you treat anything else, it's really, really important. The website is Dr. Kate ND, like naturopathic doctor, Dr. Kate, K-A-T-E-N-D.com to learn more about the book. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
50. Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Kate Raome Blue about her book, Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox, how a little-known vitamin could save your life. I want to get back to when we were going into the break. We were talking about the different forms, the NK7. Why is that? Is it N like Nancy, K like Kryptonite 7? Is that what it is?
M like mother. NK stands for, it's short for minoquinone 7.
Okay.
So minoquinone is the technical name for vitamin K2. And there are two main types of vitamin K2 that you'll see in the market in terms of supplements. Now, they both work. There's research behind both of them. But they just need to be taken in different doses because they act sort of differently in the body. So the MK7 is the, I guess you could say, natural or bacterial derived. It's derived from this fermentation process, the natto fermentation.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a long half-life, so it's convenient because you can take it once a day. And when I was talking about, 360 micrograms, that would be MK7 form. There's another one that people will see in the supplements called MK4. This is, it's a synthetic form, but it's still, it's well researched to show that it is safe and effective. But it needs to be taken in higher doses. You're looking at, 5,000 micrograms, so about 5 milligrams. Doses.
I think you should go for the natural form. That's just the way I feel. That's just the MK7 sounds like what you need to look for.
People have given me good feedback about both. They just have to do a little bit of comparison shopping and just make sure that they're taking it in the right doses.
Okay. Is there any importance in the ratios of the K2 to K1? Does K1 convert at all to K2 in humans?
Really in small amounts. So
okay.
First of all, we don't absorb very much K1. Some of the K1 is converted to K2 by our gut flora. So the bacteria, again, are making this. And then we do absorb a little bit of K1, and a really small amount of that, maybe 5%, is converted to K2. But studies have shown not enough to meet our own demands. We are used to having this in, or our physiology requires that we have this in a pre-converted form, so already converted to K2 in the diet.
Okay, so now let's talk a little about symptoms for a second. So if someone has been taking a calcium supplement and or high doses of vitamin D and thinking that they're getting adequate amounts of vitamin K from the green leafy vegetables, which is, I'm that person, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what could I see as some of the early, maybe some of the early warning signs that could be very easily ignored or thought to be from something else?
Well, this is a good question because since so many of the benefits and actions of K2 happen within the body. So, you know, you wouldn't notice that if you're deficient in K2, you wouldn't notice that your bone density is declining unless you maybe get a scan or have a hip fracture. Or you wouldn't notice, most people, even with all the testing, wouldn't notice hardening of the arteries until they start, well, until they have a heart attack,
right,
normally, unless they happen to get an arterial scan, a heart scan for coronary artery calcification, which is a good thing to do. But in general, you wouldn't necessarily notice. Now, there's one area where you will notice the effects of vitamin K2, and that's in the mouth and on the teeth. Vitamin K2 is stored to a little bit in the saliva glands and then secreted onto the teeth, where it plays an important role in keeping the teeth clean. And one thing that people will comment to me, very common, when they increase their K2 intake or start taking a supplement, is that the plaque either crumbles off their teeth, or they notice that their teeth are much cleaner. And even the dental hygienist will say, "Oh, you're flossing more."
And see, you know what? I got to tell you something, right? So I have all these people out there who, you know, look, I love the American Dental Association, right?
Mm.
But everybody's always trying to attribute what they do to some sort of health risk, right? So the ADA says, well, you know, if you have plaque in your mouth, it's causing problems that could lead to clogging of the arteries. And I say, no, it's exactly the opposite. Saliva is a natural filtrate of the blood. If you're building a plaque in your mouth, what that means is you're probably building a plaque in other areas of your body. It's
exactly.
Not that the plaque in your mouth causes plaque in the body. But the ADA wants people to think, hey, if you don't have your teeth cleaned, you're going to get a heart attack. If you're having your teeth cleaned every week to keep plaque off, you're still getting plaque in your arteries. And what you're doing is basically erasing the alarm system that's saying, hey, take notice of what's going on inside your body.
It's exactly right, Carl. I couldn't have put it better myself. I even make that point in the book that, yes, we go to the dentist every few months and have the plaque scraped off our teeth, but we can't have it scraped off our arteries. And that's exactly right. And this is the one area where you'll see the difference. Your teeth are cleaner. And I always say to people, that's a good sign. If your teeth are cleaner, then your arteries are cleaner. And you can, that's a reflection of what's happening inside. So that's one area where you'll notice the K2 actually working.
Okay. There are lots of problems that I am very suspicious of today.
Mm-hmm.
I keep a little book. And I actually have these little drawings. I put one of these things in a circle, and then I try to connect it to other things, right?
Yep.
So some of the things that I am monitoring right now is the widespread sleep apnea, snoring and sleep apnea in men.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I'm watching is misdiagnosis of neuropathies. People who have no insulin resistance are developing numbness and tingling in extremities, stiffness in feet and calves and so on, that could present itself as a neuropathy, and a doctor wants to put you on gabapentin right away. Another one, which they're saying is tied to sleep apnea, but I have a funny feeling that there's some vagus nerve. I have this strange feeling that the change in heart rhythm and the snoring are all side effects of something happening in the vagus nerve through some sort of toxic absorption of things that are in our environment today. I just have this strange feeling, right?
No,
so any of that having to do with K2?
Well, yes, some of it will. So first of all, when we look at sleep apnea, we often see insulin resistance, right? And we know that vitamin K2 is really important for diabetics, but anybody with early signs of insulin resistance, and that can just be, you know, extra abdominal weight. K2 has been shown to be helpful for improving your sensitivity to insulin and increasing the efficiency of your output of insulin. That's important. But when you're seeing either things that are true neuropathies or aches and pains that can lead to neuropathies, there's either deficiency of B nutrients, or, yes, there are some toxins that can be affecting it. Deficiency of magnesium is another one that can contribute to this. And K2 also plays a role here. So if the aches and pains have anything to do with building up of calcium,
yeah,
either in and around the joints, then yes, K2 is...
What about, will the calcium infiltrate skeletal muscle?
Yes, it
so
will
that,
do that.
So that could actually be, you go to the doctor and they classified it as an idiopathic myalgia. They go, oh, well, we don't mm-hmm. understand why, but this poor person has these terrible muscle aches. We believe them. We just don't know where it's coming from. It could be from calcification, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we see this with even fibromyalgia, and I've seen surprisingly good results with that. Combination of K2 and magnesium, in particular, a great result. Fibromyalgia, you know, unidentified or you know, aches and pains that we haven't really been able to get to the source of, and lowering blood pressure. These two nutrients really work well together.
You know, and by the way, I want to mention something. I used to be a proponent of taking my magnesium at night because it's purported to help you sleep, but I'm no longer a proponent of that, and I'll tell you why. Because when we look at the evolutionary model, we shouldn't be eating at night. That's part of the circadian rhythm feedback. You know, you eat during the day, you move. And so if you're taking magnesium at night, you could foul your system up to thinking that you're ingesting nutrients at night, and that's not the right time to take it. So while a lot of people may say take your magnesium at night, it'll help you sleep, I say take it earlier in the day, in the mid-afternoon or early evening, not right at night. Take your magnesium during your last meal, which in my case is 7 p.m. Don't take it right before bed. That's just my own opinion, and obviously I have no letters after my name. So, there you go.
No, I'd buy that. I do subscribe to the theory that, yes, our body's used to getting in nutrients when it's taking in food and not just sort of randomly without food to go along with it.
Yeah. So getting back just for one more second to this notion of neuropathies and phantom muscle pains, wouldn't a X-ray have the ability, just a traditional easy X-ray, say, wow, these muscles are really hard to see through. There must be a high level of calcium in the cells.
At that point, if you can see it on a traditional X-ray, it would be fairly advanced. There still is a possibility of seeing that. And you know, calcium can build up, in muscle tissues it can. Other soft tissues usually are the first places it will build up, but it really seems to depend on the person. You know, some women end up with breast tissue calcification. Some people are prone to kidney stones. Different individuals, it can show up in different places, but muscles is one of those areas.
Okay. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about taking K2 for therapeutic purposes. We're talking right now with Dr. Kate Raome Blue. The book is Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox, How a Little Known Vitamin Could Save Your Life. And it really could save your life because I was just talking about this with somebody the other day. Plaque could be building up inside my body and I don't know. You really don't. Vitamin E, especially a full spectrum vitamin E with all four tocotrienols and all four tocopherols, has been shown over the course of a year to help reduce that. But why build it up in the first place? If you're getting the right amounts of vitamin K2, you can stack your odds in your favor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, so now we're going to talk about K2 dosing for a second. And I want to use the MK7 as the example, okay?
Okay.
So let's say someone has ignored their K2 intake, like myself, for several years now, thinking I've been getting it from green leafy vegetable erroneously. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little worried. I'm thinking, gee, you know, I don't supplement with calcium because I get enough calcium in my diet. I do supplement with D3 and real vitamin A, retinoic acid. But I need to catch up on my K2, and I want to try to reverse any potential unknown physiological changes to my body. Would I start out with the near 400 micrograms of K7 a day and just wait it out? And if so, how long will, you know, if people are having symptoms, how long before they start to see them subside? Like, let's say the plaque buildup on their teeth.
Oh, the plaque buildup on the teeth, people usually notice a difference with that within a week or two. And usually by their next checkup, that's when the dental hygienist will be saying something like, oh, you're flossing better, you're taking better care of your teeth. And then you can kind of chuckle to yourself. Other symptoms, you know, angina is one where, you know, angina can be caused by different problems, but I've had people with angina, several people remark that the pain from their angina stopped within 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, so it happens. You know, the body has this system to remove calcium. We've always had this system. It's always protected us from inappropriate calcium deposition, but the system needs vitamin K2 to do its job. So as soon as you give it the K2, it knows what to do, and it doesn't take very long to help remove this. And the good news is, so most common question I get asked is, okay, so if it's removing calcium from my arteries, is that dangerous? Like, is it going to, you know, break off in chunks and then, you know, cause a problem? And no, it dissolves gradually. But even more importantly, K2 has been shown to improve arterial elasticity. So as it's removing the calcium, it's actually helping to, it's reversing the stiffening and hardening of the arteries due to the calcium, helping them, the arteries become more elastic again.
You know, I'm a huge proponent of purposeful and planned phlebotomy. I've actually done shows on this.
Yeah.
You know, and I've actually had a physicist in Germany who contributes to the show named Adele Musa look at the body as a closed system. And we talked about how many, if you can only go every 2 months to get, to give blood here in the United States. And so how many times would you have to give blood in order to theoretically have 50% to 75% of your blood be fresh, just recently made, not the stuff you've been carrying around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've done shows about this. And so I'm a huge proponent of phlebotomy for this purpose, to get rid of heavy metals and so on and so forth. Is it wise to use K2 in any regimen that you can think of for someone who's saying, well, I'm going to go give my blood this week. Should I not take my K2 ahead of time? Should I take it after? Should I take it before? Any thoughts on that?
No, you know what? Because K2 doesn't affect your blood clotting, you don't have to worry about that in terms of avoiding it before giving blood or having any problem there. You can just keep taking it as usual. And, you know, Carl, I have to say you're way ahead of the curve in terms of, you know, understanding and appreciating phlebotomy and having, you know, the overlooked importance of high iron levels and blood viscosity and all these things that contribute to heart health problems. So, yeah, K2, you don't have to change your regime. You can just keep taking it as you normally would.
Okay. And so it's fair to say then, in your estimation, obviously we're not making prescriptive advice here, but it's fair to say in your estimation that if someone were to take the therapeutic dose of 360 micrograms a day of a real MK7, that within a year's time of doing that, all of the calcium that was misplaced should find its appropriate home. It sounds, well, does that sound fair? Is that a fair assumption?
You know what? I can't say that there are studies to back up that within a year all of your calcium will be in the right place. We know in animal studies we're seeing a 50% increase within a very short period of time, like 6 weeks. Human trials are typically looking at a 3-year period and seeing big improvements in that time. Some of the more recent bone density trials are showing big improvements after 12 months. But I would say after 12 months, yes, you are definitely going to be in much better shape and in a really good place at that point.
So it sounds to me like MK7 is a foreman, right? So you have all these bricklayers show up, and they have plenty of mortar and plenty of bricks, but they just don't know where to put the walls. And MK7 is the foreman. If it, without MK7, the calcium is going to go where it wants to go as opposed to where it needs to go.
That's exactly right. I love the analogy. Yeah, that's right. Calcium will have a tendency to just deposit wherever it can. But yeah, MK7 will tell it where to go and tell it where not to go.
Now, I do not have plaque buildup on my teeth, ironically. The back of my teeth is where it usually builds up for most people. Tori, I guess, area of the mandible. And so I don't have that. And as a matter of fact, I was feeling, and I know that I've never heard anybody say when I've gone for my cleanings that, oh my goodness, you've got so much plaque back there. I can feel the roundness of my teeth. So I'm wondering if and I had this discussion with Dr. Chris Masterjohn too. Not taking vitamin A with vitamin D can make this phenomenon worse where calcium ends up in the wrong place. So what is the relationship between K2 and vitamin A, or is there any?
There is. Yeah, that's a really good question. I devote a whole chapter in my book to the relationship between A, D, and K2. And you're right. So A has a balancing effect on D. So A can help mitigate some of the problems that we see with D. So D helps us absorb calcium. A helps us remove calcium. Now, A's gotten a bad rap for that because when you look at studies of people just taking lots of vitamin A, they tend to have low bone density and all those kinds of things. But the fact is, it's like the gas and the brakes on a car, right? You know, you could say that the brakes antagonize the gas or, you know, we should avoid vitamin A and just take vitamin D. But the fact is, you don't want to drive your car without the gas and the brakes. So that's really how A and D relate to one another. So actually, A has something of a K-sparing effect because it will mitigate or moderate the absorption and deposition of calcium that we see with vitamin D. So in a sense, it kind of, if you have A and D together, it minimizes your need for vitamin K2. It doesn't eliminate it.
Makes the K2 more efficient in the case of a therapeutic dose.
Exactly. Makes it more efficient, makes it go further.
How long has this book been out now?
It has been out for 2 years, but it was purchased this summer by HarperCollins and reissued, so it now is sort of with a fresh new cover. And I have to say that, you know, I think when the book first came out, it was a little bit ahead of its time.
Yeah.
And, you know, your listeners are for sure ahead of their time because they're getting this kind of information even at this point now. But for the people who have discovered it and read it, the biggest comment I get is, you know, it puts the missing pieces into the puzzle of so many of the health concerns. It just makes sense to have this mechanism and have K2 do these things in the body. So it's a few aha moments, which I had while researching it.
Yeah, and, you know, and our adherence to factory farming and animals eating unnatural diets, this is all a trickle-down effect of that, the fact that we don't have enough K2 in our diet, because the animal proteins we're eating today are devoid of any potential K2 because they're eating grains and corn and soy. You know,
definitely. Yeah.
I mean, really. Good. I'm sorry.
And because we didn't know K2, we didn't understand or appreciate it. We didn't know we were doing away with it when we made that change. Vitamins A and D were recognized and understood, and so, you know, conventional dairy products are fortified with those nutrients because they're lacking in the natural production. But K2, we didn't get that until just very recently.
Yeah. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about Pseudoxanthoma elasticum for a second.
Okay.
Because I am one of those guys. I've actually had lost my car keys in my brow. I have a lot of wrinkles in my brow. So maybe this is a sign of something that I should know about. Okay, so you can go to the website Dr. Kate ND, like naturopathic doctor, drkatend.com, to learn more about this book. There's a lot more to this book than we're just discussing here. And again, if you're taking vitamin D, and you are also using calcium supplements, you must read this book. You must read this book because those supplements are working against you without understanding how K2 plays a role in all this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio H banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Kate Raume Blue. She is the author of Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox. Calcium is not the enemy, folks. And this is what happens when they do this kind of research on a single active ingredient. Nothing in life happens like that. You don't just get calcium. You don't just get vitamin D. You get all these things. And this is why science, I have to say this with all respect to scientists within the medical area. There are only two real sciences, and that's math and physics, because you can reproduce 2 and 2 equals 4 every single time. It's very difficult to reproduce the outcomes of many of these research papers because we're so biologically complex. What happens for you doesn't happen for me. So, and quite often we take it to for granted that we're smarter than nature, which is our downfall, quite frankly. Great book. What is pseudoxanthoma elasticum? And could this be an early warning sign of somebody who is K2 deficient?
Well, so this is a condition which causes early and very pronounced wrinkling of the skin. So your skin looks quite aged before its time. And this, you know, studying this condition is how we came to understand the natural process of skin aging. So even for people who don't have this particular condition, we know that a lack of vitamin K2 contributes to skin wrinkling because what happens is calcium can build up microscopically on the little elastic tissues in our skin, and when that happens, those tissues aren't so elastic anymore. They don't stretch and snap back the way they used to, and that leads to facial wrinkling for everybody. And the connection here actually is so important. Studies have shown that you can predict bone density by looking at facial wrinkles. Women who have more facial wrinkles have lower bone density.
We're talking about those. I know a girl. She's only about 29 years old, but she has such deep, permanent wrinkles in her brow that it's almost shocking. Like when I mean, I'm 55. I joke about my wrinkles, but that's because I always furrow my brow. I have this always like this inquisitive look on my face, and so I don't look scary actually. And so, but I look at her brow, and the wrinkles in her brow are deeper than mine. And she's not a sun worshiper, so I can't say, well, she spent years in the sun. And so I've always wondered, like, something's going on with her. She could be deficient in K2, or she could be suffering from pseudoxanthoma elasticum.
Yeah. Now, typically with that, she'd have wrinkles all over. And, you know, there's always a genetic component. But, yes, if she has deep wrinkles, that is a sign of K2 deficiency. And so much so that it's a predictor even of bone density. Of course, the wrinkles aren't causing low bone density. Something is causing both the wrinkles and the low bone density. And K2 is the connector here.
You know, it sounds to me like every woman out there should be interested in K2 because, you know, you'll spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month on face serums to get rid of wrinkles when you may not develop them in the first place if you make sure you're getting enough K2, MK7.
Well, you know, I think maybe if I had marketed this and my book as an anti-wrinkle vitamin, it would have got more attention.
Listen, from your lips to God's ears. I was just thinking, you know what? If you change the name of this book, you'd be on every major TV show. Have a baby, skin like a baby's rear for the rest of your life, and every woman would buy the book. Isn't that sad that when it comes to health and vanity wins?
It is. But at least I can feel good. I know that, okay, they're doing it for their face, but it'll do something for, you know, it's doing something for our bones and our heart and everything. You know, who cares why people are taking it? But, yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm going to have to talk to the publisher about changing it to that title.
Repurpose the book. Okay, so now let's talk about physicians for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So still till today, physicians regularly prescribe to their patients, especially women, in the menopausal ages, to supplement with calcium. I say that this is reckless without understanding what their diet is like. They could be getting 2,000 milligrams of calcium a day in their diet already, but they just systematically say, and you better start taking calcium because these are the years you're going to develop osteoporosis. And doctors still to today ignore the message that supplementing with calcium may have some bad side effects. We need to know more about this. How are we going to get doctors to pay attention to K2 now? They don't even pay attention to the new messages about calcium and or vitamin D for that matter.
You're right. Even a doctor who won't recommend a multivitamin will tell their patient to take calcium. And many of them have, most of them have ignored the studies coming out around calcium. And those who have even picked up on that, you know, I had one woman come to me recently. She said, "My osteoporosis expert specialist told me absolutely not to take calcium supplements. My GP said he's crazy. You need to take a calcium supplement every day." And she was totally confused.
Of course.
And that's because when we're just looking at calcium, as these studies doing, and this is the point you were making before, looking at nutrients in isolation, we'll just never be able to come to understand it.
Nothing.
And,
nothing.
You know,
and
how...
Since you invoked the multivitamin word, I want to mention something else. Every day, now Forbes magazine just came out with an article that was published on the Drudge Report saying that multivitamins, don't take them. They're a waste of time and all, and they're dangerous. But you know, what people don't understand is this. It's not multivitamins. It's the RDA that this is a direct indictment of what the government suggests you take. Of course 60 milligrams of vitamin C has no benefits. Of course the meager amounts of vitamins, and most of them synthetic, that they put in multivitamins have no effect. It's because that's what the government recommends. This is not, all the bad news about multivitamins is not an indictment against vitamins. It's an indictment against the government's recommended daily allowances. They have failed. This is why governments should not be making statements about nutrition. They know less about nutrition than physicians do.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, like, we could do a whole show on this, and you're going to get me started, because that whole study, even the study that showed that it was so widely publicized that the study participants who were doctors taking this multivitamin had the same rates of heart disease. Well, they were all very heart healthy people to begin with, but if you actually look at within that study, the ones who were at high risk of heart disease to begin with, those who took the multivitamin actually lowered their risk for heart disease by 44%. The very same study showed that those people who took the multi compared to the placebo lowered their cancer risk by 10%. That was published in separate papers and didn't receive any media attention.
Of course.
Anyway, that's just
of course. Because the medical orthodoxy doesn't want people to think that vitamins actually do what they do. They don't do them. They don't do what they're purported to do when you take the government's RDA. But when you take therapeutic doses, guess what? They work better than some pharmaceutical drugs with no side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I know that K2 is not going to be good news to the ears of the pharmacy group, because, why would the pharmaceutical companies be excited about something that can reverse calcifications in your arteries?
My poor mom, she's passed now, but when I went to one of her doctor visits with her when I was in Phoenix one time, and so her doctor prescribed calcium for her. She was already in her 80s. And I said to the doctor, "Aren't you going to check her 25-hydroxy-D levels first before prescribing calcium?" And she goes, "No." I said, "Well, would you do that instead of prescribing calcium?" I would just like, you know, this is after some of the research had started to surface that, because my mom already had some problems with the heart. And I said, "This is already, you know, there's research showing that supplementing with calcium could be damning for someone who has a heart problem." So she reluctantly ordered the 25-hydroxy-D. And sure enough, my mom was like in the 30 or 28 nanograms, living in Phoenix, by the way, 28 nanograms level. And so She said, yeah, we probably need to get her up above 30 or 40. I forget what she said. And I was fine with that. I don't think my mom needed to be in the 80s. Mm. So I said, well, I'll pick up a good D supplement. No. We're going to give her a prescription for D. So right. They gave her a prescription for vitamin D, and it cost, the copay was like $25. They charged some insurance company $100 and something for just 4 weeks of D. And it was a 20,000 IU. It was a green cap. I'll never forget. It was a green gel cap. 20,000 IUs each. And I thought, this is laughable. I can go out and get a good D supplement. She could take it every single day for the rest of her life. Not 20,000 IUs a week for 5 or 6 weeks and then come back and we'll retest. And I thought, you know what? If they can't make money on it, if the pharmaceutical industry can't make money on it, doctors are never going to prescribe it.
That's exactly right.
And it's sad. It's very, very sad. Listen, I want to thank you for two reasons. I want to thank you for making time to come on the show. And I want to thank you for writing this book because this has helped me. You know, I am not an expert at anything. I am just like everybody in my audience. We're just looking for the truth. Whether you subscribe to there's a life after this one or you're going to heaven, I want to get this life as right as I can get it. And the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. That's going to dictate whether you have offspring, whether you live long, whether you get diseases and so on. This is a great book. It really, really is a great book. And I just hope that physicians pick it up. That's what I really
Thank
hope.
You. And you know what? People are bringing this book to their doctors and to their pharmacists. Also very important. The pharmacists are really getting it because maybe there's less ego involved. I don't know what it is. But people are bringing it to their pharmacists and their doctors. And that seems to be how it's happening. And you're right. You know, I wrote this book to be about the truth and a missing piece of the puzzle here. And I want to thank you so much for increasing awareness, you know, not just of my book, but of vitamin K2, because it really, it's going to help a lot of people.
It's going to help me because I'm starting to take it today. After I read the book, I ordered it. I thought, you know what? I'm not getting enough K2. And like I said before, supplements, the good news is they work. The bad news is they work. I'm taking plenty of D3. I'm taking 16,000 IUs of A, 15,000 IUs of D, but I'm not taking any K2. And you know what? I'm not getting all the benefits that I can, and I may be doing a little harm. I don't know.
Well, and that is the final piece to that ADK, all these fat-soluble vitamins working together for you.
Yeah, I can't wait to get my K2. I know I'm going to feel better taking it because I know that now my body has everything it needs to do what it needs to do with the calcium.
Just
I thank you.
Keep me posted. Shoot me an email. Let me know how you're doing.
Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay. And I also want to thank, let's see here, don't forget about Mark Burton for coming on today and talking about colostrum science. Please check out Immunodynamics Percoba Colostrum. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad. Try it. I promise you'll love it. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic